Chapter 13. Amy. The ranch's dirt driveway was muddy instead of dusty, thanks to last night's rain, and every time my tires splashed through a puddle, I cringed a little. The longer I had thought about last night, the more embarrassed I was that Dustin had seen me like that, that I had been like that at all, never mind where someone could see me. And now we are in the confines of my truck, with 45 minutes each way and a potentially uncomfortable meal ahead of us. This was going to be fun. Still, it was better to clear the air while the ground was still wet than wait until we had avoided each other for days on end and things were at awkwardness critical mass. I cleared my throat. So, about last night. The leather seat creaked softly as Dustin shifted.
You really don't have to explain yourself.
I need to. I glanced at him. If you're okay with hearing it.
Sure.
He turned toward me.
I just don't want you thinking you have to, on my account.
I appreciate that. My throat was still raw, my voice scratchy, but I spoke anyway. Sam was my husband. My
late husband?
My head snapped toward him. Yeah, I... Turning my attention back to the road, I said, Did I tell you that part last night?
No.
He fidgeted in the passenger seat.
Not long after you came to the ranch, when you'd said you'd had more experience with horses, I was curious, so I looked you up.
Oh.
That sounds incredibly creepy now that I'm saying it, he said. I swear I was just...
It's okay. Really. I managed a quiet laugh. I wondered why you suddenly had more faith in my abilities. He laughed too.
Sorry I doubted you.
Humor fading, I said. So you know Sam was killed recently. Dustin nodded.
A motorcycle accident, right?
Yeah. I fidgeted to cover up a shiver.
Ma'am, there's been an accident.
So Sam... I slid both hands around to the top of the steering wheel and focused on the wet road in front of me. Long story short, we were married for 11 years. 11 long, miserable years.
Oh, wow,
he said. Yeah. I paused, releasing the wheel long enough to run my hand through my hair. And Sam and I both contributed to that, don't get me wrong, but... Only the need to watch the muddy road kept me from closing my eyes as I sighed. Well, let's put it this way. Sam was a great businessman. Very methodical, new business like I know horses. When he and I met, my sister and I had a small training business going. Part-time thing, but we had a few clients, made a little money. Within 3 years, Sam had turned that business into a full-time job for everyone involved. 2 years after that, we'd brought in two assistant trainers and were still turning away clients.
Sounds like a pretty successful operation.
Oh, it was. Big time. We were competing at levels I hadn't even dreamed about. The last 2 years, Sam made it his mission to get me onto the U.S. equestrian team for the next Olympics. Anything I'd ever imagined when I was younger, this blew it out of the water. I paused, sighing. And I was miserable.
In your marriage?
In general. I glanced at Dustin. It was so surreal to me, looking at someone who had so much concern in his beautiful eyes while I talked about this. My job, my marriage, just my life. It got to the point I couldn't find a reason to be happy in anything.
Depression?
Major. My mom and sister encouraged me to go to a therapist, so I did, but I think I found the worst therapist on God's green earth for me. I rolled my eyes. Apparently, I'm as adept at selecting therapists as I am at selecting a husband.
So I'm guessing therapy just made things worse.
His tone was soft, gentle, the verbal equivalent of the arm he had put around me last night when I desperately needed it. Pretty much. She didn't have a lot of sympathy for someone coming in and saying, I'm married to a faithful, devoted man, we're rolling in money, and I have the career I've always dreamed about, but I'm unhappy for some reason. Dustin sniffed.
Christ, because money and careers solve everything. right? I scowled. Apparently, I needed to appreciate the things my husband was doing for me. The thing is, I did. I was beyond grateful for everything he had done. But it didn't negate all the other things he had done.
Such as?
Shame stirred in my stomach. I had never spoken of this except to my sister, and deep down, I was sure this qualified as speaking ill of the dead and made me a terrible person, a terrible widow. But I went on. Sam had a drinking problem, a bad one. He was a good man when he was sober, but when he was drunk, like really drunk, my God, he was like a completely different person. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, down to the damned letter. He was a mean drunk, too. Sometimes downright cruel. I knew it had to stop, and I didn't know how to stop it, so I threw out all the booze in the house one night. All of it. Every drop. And when he went to have a drink and there wasn't any left, he was furious. I put my hand to my lips as the memory threatened to break me down all over again. We didn't usually fight like that when he wasn't drunk, but that night we did, and it was the one and only time he ever hit me sober.
He,
Dustin said,
he hit you?
I nodded and sniffed sharply. It happened on occasion, rare occasion. My throat ached, and I gave myself a moment to compose myself. At least when he was getting violent with me, he wasn't out being mean to the horses or something, but either way, he was an asshole when he drank. And that one night, he wasn't even drunk. Jesus. He was mortified, I said, like he couldn't believe he had done it. And I was so angry. I was so angry. I screamed at him to get out, but by then he was already gone and I heard his motorcycle going down the driveway. Any other night, I'd have been scared out of my mind of him riding that thing in that kind of weather. But I just listened to him leave and prayed to God he never came back. I wiped my eyes and looked at Dustin. And he never did. Dustin pulled in a breath, but I released mine and whispered, God, I can't even tell you how good it feels to finally do this.
It does?
Yeah. I gestured at my wet face. This hurts like hell, but it feels good too because it's something. I need to feel something again that isn't just cold, empty nothing.
I can understand that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he said. Sometimes the only thing worse than being in pain is not feeling anything at all.
I nodded. God, yes. We glanced at each other, and even as I returned my attention to the road, something in his eyes settled something in me. Like I was not only relieved he didn't think I was a melodramatic idiot, but maybe I wasn't crazy for feeling this way in the wake of my husband's death. Dustin may not have been through the same thing or known exactly what I was going through, but his lack of confusion over my barrage of emotions gave me some hope that I hadn't gone as far off the deep end as I thought I had. My voice was steadier when I spoke again. I hated Mr. Hyde so badly. I wanted him gone, and I wanted him dead. But I loved Dr. Jekyll. I really did. And I was so caught up in not knowing how to feel about Mr. Hyde finally being gone, it took until last night for me to realize how much it hurt to lose Dr. Jekyll.
I can imagine,
Dustin said softly. That's not to say we didn't have problems even without the alcohol being involved. I paused to swallow when my voice tried to crack again, and we probably would have gotten divorced eventually if I could have worked up the courage to initiate it. I met Dustin's eyes, blinking away tears. But he was still, for the most part, a better man than just a wife beater.
Most people are mostly good people,
he said,
even if they can really fuck up at times.
I nodded. Exactly. He shifted a little, resting his arm across the back of the seats as he faced me.
Out of curiosity, when you came out here, what exactly were you running away from?
I shook my head slowly. I'm not even sure. I just needed to regroup and figure a few things out, and I couldn't do that there. I mean, he built our farm into what it was, and that meant everything there. Every horse, every saddle, every nail and every board and every wall had his name on it. It had all kind of been closing in on me for a long time. I resented him for everything, but I felt so ungrateful because I wouldn't have had any of it if not for him. And so when he died,
you didn't have the chance to settle everything with him.
Exactly. I wiped my eyes again. My family's pissed at me. I mean, my sister understands, I guess, as much as anyone can, but everyone else? They don't know exactly where I am, only that I took off the day of the funeral.
You left right after the funeral?
I forced myself to look him in the eye for a second before I shifted my gaze back to the road. I left before the funeral. Dustin's breath caught.
You didn't go? At all?
No. I laughed bitterly.
I know. What kind of wife blows off her husband's funeral? One who's been badly hurt,
Dustin said.
If you were in enough pain to make you want to take off like that, I can see why going to the funeral would just be salt in an open wound.
I nodded. Yeah, and listening to people talk about how wonderful he was and how amazing he was and what a tragedy this was. I cleared my throat. How was I supposed to get through that when I still had to put concealer on my face from the last time the man ever touched me?
Jesus, Amy.
Anyway, I whispered, I guess I've just been holding all of that in ever since he died, since even before.
Until last night.
Until last night. I rested my elbow under the window and rubbed my forehead. It was the rain that did it, to be honest.
The rain?
I nodded. Sounded just like it did the night he wrecked his bike. It brought it all back and was driving me insane, so I took a play right out of Sam's book and drank myself senseless. I gave a cough of bitter laughter. I drank because I was afraid I was going out of my mind, and then I glanced at Dustin again. I swear to God, I never drink like that. Especially after living with Sam,
I'm not judging,
he said.
I think I need a drink just hearing about it.
I grimaced. Sorry.
That's not what I meant,
he said.
I mean, realizing what you've been through.
Trailing off, he shook his head.
Shit, if you had told me this last night, I probably would have poured the booze for you.
I said nothing. He was quiet too for a while before he eventually spoke again.
You know, he said, you might think breaking down last night makes you weak or that I might think less of you because of it. But you should know it doesn't, and I don't.
Really?
Really.
He cleared his throat.
Listening to you now, I'd say you're a lot stronger than you probably give yourself credit for.
I glanced at him, brows furrowed. What do you mean?
You can see both sides of him, he said. You're letting yourself see that Sam did a lot of things wrong, heinously and unforgivably wrong, but still did some things right, too. Neither side negated the other, and nothing excuses the way he treated you, and it takes a strong woman to be able to look at both of those sides at the same time, to be objective, which probably makes it hurt that much more, seeing both sides of that coin.
It does. Bitterness seeped into my tone as I said, my sister thinks I'm making excuses for him, trying to downplay the fact that he drank and sometimes hit me. Dustin shook his head.
It doesn't sound like that at all. It sounds to me like you're acknowledging he did good and bad things, but he wasn't defined by just the good things or just the bad things.
He paused.
Shit, from what you've said, I'd probably shake his hand for his business savvy right before I cold-cocked him for ever laying a hand on you.
I laughed, wiping my eyes. Thanks for letting me unload this, and for last night.
Don't worry about it, he said. Grief needs an outlet.
It does. And who would have known this man of all people would be the one who'd listen? Hell, the one I'd be willing to talk to. I'd only meant to try and explain why I'd broken down last night, and now... now this? Breaking open the floodgates and bearing my soul to him like I expected him to care? And he did care. He did. That, or he was really good at faking it. But it was like my confession pulled all the air out of him at the same time it let me figure out how to breathe again. Like he understood and gave a shit. I ran my hand up and down the side of the steering wheel, just to release some nervous energy. And this is the weirdest grief I've ever felt, too. How so? Like I feel relieved and I feel guilty. I'm sad that he's gone, but at the same time, I'm so glad it's over. I tapped my thumbs rapidly on the steering wheel. And at the risk of sounding completely calloused and cold, I am so, so ready to move on from that goddamn marriage.
I don't blame you, Dustin said. I don't blame you at all.
We both fell silent. Up ahead, stoplights and streetlights brightened the darkening late afternoon. So, I bit my lip. As uncomfortable as this conversation had been in the beginning, I caught myself feeling a little disappointed that the car ride was nearly over. Now that you've listened to me ramble on, I did promise you dinner and a drink. Dustin laughed quietly.
Well, as long as we're all the way out here.
I glanced at him and managed to smile. Where do you want to go? You know this town better than I do.
Do you like the place we went last time? The country bar?
Yeah, it was pretty good. He pointed up ahead.
Hang a left at the light. It's 2 blocks down.
He paused.
If that sounds good.
It sounds fine. I glanced at him as I put on my left blinker. Works for you?
Works for me.
Dustin smiled, and it was all I could do not to just throw my arms around him and thank him because he hadn't told me I was crazy or melodramatic. And maybe a little because I hadn't forgotten what it was like dancing with him last time we were here. And now, more than ever, I wanted to feel like that again. But I stayed in the driver's seat, and when the light turned green, I turned down the road and headed toward Aces.